Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Conrad and Maddie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the new Queensland state budget addresses the housing crisis, with social and community housing receiving $500 million over the next year and $450 million budgeted for the specialist homeless services. The government also has approved several multi-billion dollar grants for developers, such as a $2 billion second round of residential activation funds in hopes of increasing housing supply. The new budget also offers a $30,000 first-time homeowner grant to help with down payments on loans. However, the first-time homeowner grant is capped for houses below $1 million, and with the average house price in Brisbane being $1.2 million, the grant will not be useful to Brisbane residents.
Virgin Australia has allowed cats and dogs lighter than 8 kilograms to board more planes, following a program that started last year with flights from Gold Coast to Sunshine Coast to Melbourne. Yet, Jet the Chihuahua was the first welcome to board a flight from Adelaide, as this program has extended its welcome to more furry friends traveling to more destinations. Jet the Chihuahua's owner, Prue, stated, quote, "I love seeing people's faces light up when they see a little live creature in my hand luggage here. He's so very popular."
In national news, an invasive insect known as the serpentine leaf miner has been found in the northwestern regions of Tasmania for the first time. The fly is known to feed through the leaf mining of over 200 plant species, which damages the plant's leaves, affecting photosynthesis and growth. As well as feeding on ornamental plants, the serpentine leaf miner is detrimental to many crops grown in the area, such as potatoes, peas, and lettuce. Biosecurity Tasmania has expressed the difficulty of identifying this pest and have urged the public to aid by reporting specific cases of leaf miner sightings.
Five of Airbus's A380 planes have been grounded for inspection after cracks were found in key wing components of the aircraft used in Emirates and Qantas. 11 other aircraft were identified as having the same production history and have also been targeted for inspection, although with less urgency. The cracks appeared in a structural beam that runs along the wing and carries much of the aerodynamic load during flight. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency, or ESA, have found the wing-related problems in A380s before, ordering inspections in 2012 that affected the entire A380 global fleet, leading to costly repair programs which went into later implemented design changes. In international news, China has taken the supercomputer crown from the U.S. for the first time since 2017. A supercomputer in Shenzhen was declared the world's fastest. It uses only standard microprocessors and not special purpose-built graphics processors like AI data centers do. The test, which was conducted by researchers from all across the globe, found the computer was 20% faster than any of the supercomputers at U.S. labs, including military labs. The system is even more impressive given its entirety consisting of CPUs over the usually more powerful GPUs being used in U.S. supercomputers, which were also restricted from China to import.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.